The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's and it's
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Going Places, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Oh, no, no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been on my own, oh no. But we ain't never left alone, oh no. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the song.
Got it locked and loaded to the Monday, March 17th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Monday, so you know we will be going to Abaco live on the flip side of the break. Roscoe Thompson and guests will be joining us, and we got lots more to talk about as well, all right? That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, March 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Thanks.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well,
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or these on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say at them they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like John. And a guide, some can't recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full time Babylon realize sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. What am I look for? Them not gonna say something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason of this long journey. I'm so from you can be around this, yo. Summertime you have to learn to live with it. I am boundaries far, why restrict? Like those who want to fit kick the bucket. Check it, no other like trap. Be wise, another a guide. Some can't recognize wicked heart. Must put in the words, power and sound. Yeah, full time Babylon realize. Every ghetto youth is element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. I'm like a moon and sun, beware. Take my stand, always prepare. Or and I, they stand and don't even care. Yo, me no take that from the one. Give thanks, I'm still here. Wanting to see I dead and rot. None of them can come stabbing at the back. Can't get caught by your wolf pack. Differences are trust that can't relax. Yeah, no, that like a beware. Another guide, some can recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full time Babylon realize sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you, yeah, yeah. I alone we face the intro.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 17th edition of Talking Heads. We're not in your company right up until 6 p.m. And, you know, of course, you're going to go to Abaco right now, chime in with Roscoe Thompson, as we do each and every Monday. But if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let's head down to Abaco. Let's check in with Roscoe. Roscoe,
hey,
what's going
how
on?
You,
how are you, man? How's things in Abaco?
Good, right here. Just I was hoping Daphne would join us today, but she hasn't logged on yet.
Well, we'll keep an ear out for Daphne, but you and I will continue the conversation.
Yeah, before we begin the show, I just want to give a shout out to my niece, Leah Thompson. She got a distinction today or the other day, and she was in the paper for the Clement Bethel National Arts Festival in Nassau. So,
good job.
Just wanted to say congratulations to her.
Proud uncle.
Just give her props on air while
there you
I have
go,
that
man.
Opportunity.
Proud uncle. No, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. So
good stuff.
Yeah. How you doing, Bo, bud?
I'm good, man. You know? Another day.
You got that right.
What's going on in Abaco, though?
Right here, man. Seems like a lot of surveying going over here. A lot of, I don't know what they're doing. We can't seem to find out any information locally, but they seem to be surveying a lot of property. I hear, you know, you hear so much rumors that it's, you know, low cost development. It's PPP partnerships, but it's funny, you know, if it is these things that are going on, why are they not informing the communities over here of what's happening?
That's the little simple heads up, little FYI.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I have a town hall meeting.
As you go step by step, have the meetings, do what you need to do, and
right,
keep people abreast as to what's going on.
It's just like, even like Sterling Montage, you know, they're doing a couple little things or developments here besides the key, and, you know, we have a town hall meeting coming up with them. At least government could hold some town hall meetings to let the people know what's going on, because, you know, when people don't know what's going on in their own community, people start speculating, and it seems that you can't get an, you know, this, I guess this goes out to Leon Lundy, MP Leon Lundy at the Office of the Prime Minister. You know, please convey what is happening over here, or, you know, with lands and survey, what is going on. So people are aware, and it's not speculation.
Yeah, well, again, Roscoe, you know what I'm going to say. Without a proper Freedom of Information Act, without a proper Procurement Act, we get nothing. And we got to search and find our ways to find out.
Yeah, and that's a sad thing about it. But I figured while I had that opportunity, you know, was to bring it on the air to say, hey, you know, this is not usually how things operate. Usually you will hold a town hall meeting, you know, let people know what's going on, that this will be available at this point in time, X, Y, and Z. It seems, again, no accountability, no transparency with this administration. It's all for me, baby. What can I get out of it? What can I do? What's your favorite word? Lovers, friends, and cronies?
Family, friends, lovers, homies, and cronies.
So,
and that's what it is.
Yeah, no, but I just thought I would bring that because, you know, it's nothing much is still happening here in Abaco. Just like Nassau, road work needs to be done. BPL has been going off a lot lately. Water and sewage is the pits over here right now. Every day the water is off. And I'm looking at, they invested all this in solar power for the well fields and our treatment facility. Why can't we keep up with what's going on here in Abaco with water? Cherokee was out of water this whole weekend, or off and on most of the time. It's just really frustrating. And I know the residents and people are getting a little ticked off and upset about it. Is it the lack of maintenance? Does it have to do with the fires? Did they destroy some of the well fields? What is it? It's that lack of information that we are not presented. So it then allows people to speculate and rumors get started.
Let's get to this phone call real quick because they've been holding patiently. Let's touch base with them, Roscoe, and we'll pick up the convo. Talking heads.
We want accountability. Well, it is stuck in the voice alone. You naughty.
Hey, what's happening, Brayman? What's going on?
I want you to know that your show be buzzing souls.
How so, Brayman?
Because you're just a dynamite communicator.
But I appreciate that.
You not only speak facts, you also speak truth.
Well, I try. Try my best.
Thank you.
All right. What you got for me today, Brayman?
I want the Prime Minister to come around here and spend street and clean up around here. Those people who doesn't have any, not even outside toilet, throwing their feces all over the place, man. That's unsanitary. That's indecent. And the Minister for around here, he should do something. Somebody got to do something about that nasty situation around here.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
All right, Bremen. Appreciate you.
Hey, Naughty. Daphne is on.
Yeah, I know.
So I would like, Daphne, if you're on, I'd like to bring her on. And the reason she's on today is to explain a little bit more, because she actually applied for her building, you know, buildings which were over 3,000 square feet. And I think she would like to elaborate a little more on that. Why is this all going through NASA and it's taking so long and the holdup? Daphne, are you?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Daphne, what's happening? Hope all is well with you and yours and the fam. What's going on? Bring us up to snuff now. You mean to tell me you got to send all your paperwork through New Providence in order to get things done in Abaco?
What it is, you know, and anything over 3,000 square feet in combined square footage, in other words, not one big structure, but I had applied for for like 10 cottages. The cottages are 800 and 900 square feet, just shotgun island cottages, right? I wasn't planning to build all 10 one time, but I was advised, you know, apply for them, then you've got it, no problem. But because combined, all the square footages of the 10,800 square feet unit buildings is over 3,000 square feet. The law says, I'm advised, that has to go to approval even after it's been approved in theory by the local government and council. I was excited when I heard that they were giving local government and council or local council more autonomy, but then in the same breath, it's taken away. I had someone call in on my behalf to the ministry in Nassau to follow up to say, you know, what's the holdup? Because I put the application in back in October of last year. For various reasons, change of administrator, et cetera, the application didn't get sent in for months thereafter. When the person called, they said, well, they need to see how this development is going to affect the city. And I said, well, what city? They out in the bush, these people out in the bush, which led me to understand that the people who are actually having to approve these permits don't really understand the lay of the land in Abaco. The nearest building to me is 3 miles away, and I'm on a farm out in the bush, as the people said. So it's not going to have any effect on the city, which is, I don't know, Roscoe, how many miles am I from the city?
We got Roscoe, or did he mute himself?
Oh, he must mute himself.
Anyway, it's about, 7 miles out, 8 miles?
I'm 20 minutes comfortably driving from Marsh Harbor to the farm.
Yeah.
So that'll tell you, okay? And that's frustrating, because now I have people sitting making decisions on what I'm doing who don't really understand or appreciate where I'm even located. All of this, I'm saying, goes to the stagnation, because I'm only one of several other people who are in the same position who have put in for plans to be approved. I'm only one, and I'm sure in the Family Islands there are many, many others, because the person who has to approve these plans said, well, you know, we have all the Family Islands to do. And it's only so many people, I guess, who have to approve them. And then it has to go to Ministry of Works, has to go to Environmental, and all of this. I'm saying that to say it's stagnating growth. And there should be, and hopefully there will be, a more speedy and efficient way of dealing with applications such as these going forward. Because where we need building and development, people are getting frustrated. And actually, some people just don't bother. They move. They go on.
So I'm trying to get this. You're approved by local government.
Yes.
In theory.
Yes.
We're nowhere near close to any city in Abaco. 20 minutes from Marsh Harbor, 7 miles out, Roscoe's saying, 7 or 8 miles out.
Yeah.
So why do you have to go through the red tape?
And I'm not building
And then send it on top of that to people who are not familiar with the lay of the land.
Exactly. And
how
I'm
many hurdles, how many loopholes and hoops do you have to jump through in order to get what you need to build in Abaco?
Well, it's not just Abaco. I'm going to say this. It's going to be for all family islands. I'm sure Abaco is not being targeted by any means.
Oh, wow.
Anyone, I guess, raising the issue. But I mean, I could see also if I was building, I'm not even building a two-story house. I'm not building anything of any, you know, doesn't take any rocket scientist to figure out what I'm doing. It's just the fact that I'm building up to 10 800 square foot cottages. You know, that's like a little cottage. If I had put in for 5, which I should have done, it wouldn't have added up to the 3,000. But of course, I didn't know this was going to cause so much confusion. And I was thinking positively ahead that if one day I might live long enough to see 10 cottages built.
Right.
At this rate, I'll be too frustrated to go beyond 2.
And Norty, that's the thing that gets me, because, you know, Daphne said it, you thought with the new local government act, it would be more to empower local government. And in actuality, it's more of a flam. It's the minister's way of saying that the PLP put a new local government act, the 1996 one that Ingram were in depth, and amendments could have been made to it. And the sad thing about it is, like Daphne's saying, she gets approval from local government here. She sent her plans in October of last year, November, and she still hasn't got anything back from them. And is that the ease of doing business in the Bahamas? I mean, in your family islands? And what does that do for an American or a second homeowner or, you know, a Canadian or whoever that's building a house over 3,000 square feet? You're now holding up 5 and 6 months. 4 6 months down the road, you still haven't got your plans back from Nassau or approval from Nassau. I mean, that trickle-down effect from construction to what is hindering not just Daphne, but, you know, other people in the construction side of it. And
yeah.
you really
also, think...
Go ahead.
Sorry, just to, not to cut you off, but, while, you know, while my senior brain remembers, you're talking about second homeowners. Now, I don't have options to go somewhere else, but I personally know, as a realtor, of second homeowners who have actually opted to go to other islands because of this red tape.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what's hurting. You actually got to the point before. That's my point I was making, is it's going to turn people away from investing in our island and things like that because of what all the hoopla. And, you know, Minister Clay Sweeting said it would make the ease, and even the PM, of doing business in the Bahamas easier. It hasn't. It's made it more difficult. And it's like, here we go again. Nassau wants to have the final say. Well, you know what? Abaco does not live in Nassau. You know, Nassau is not in Abaco. I mean, we're part of the Bahamas, but we're our separate island. You know, I mean, your autonomy for local community and the sense to...
We got Roscoe, or he muted again? All right, we'll give him a second to chime back in if he dropped. But like I said, we've been on this show.
To that point, the ease of doing business and how
you got to watch that mute button there, Roscoe.
Sorry.
No problem. Go ahead.
No, it's just basically the ease of doing business. Since this new local government act, it has made business for especially building a lot more difficult and more complicated, and it's holding up a lot of work. Construction, i.e.
Let's check the tax lines real quick. Go.
And I'm just going to say real quick, I have it on good authority that this issue was brought to our prime minister and saying that this is causing stress. And the person was told, yes, he's going to look into it. So, I mean, it has been brought up the chain to those persons who need to be able to step in and try to correct this bottlenecking of development.
And there's still a shortage of housing, correct, in Abaco, if for workers and so on and so forth, correct?
Yeah, there's still a shortage. There's a constant demand. That's going to be going on. That situation will exist for quite some time.
Because I'm thinking if you get your paperwork done, you get your 10 cottages up, then that's 10 more units that people who need to rent properties can, who need to get to Abaco and obviously need somewhere to stay, i.e. your workers, your police, your nurses, your teachers, so on and so forth, correct?
Yes. But we're actually, I don't know that our cottages are going to necessarily, assist in that department because...
Yeah, but hypothetically they could, but I understand.
Hypothetically they could, but people are, we have visitors who are looking correct. For a health, then come and learn about, nutrition and the things that our Abaco Knee focuses on. And, having a family sort of holistic place to stay, that's really where we're going. But that's not to say that we would not make ourselves available to anybody who desperately needed space.
No, correct. But I get it. And that whole, tying into the tourism product, that's an excellent move right there.
And you know why you lost me there for a minute? I had to switch over from... BT or internet to LTE or whatever.
Oh, Lord. You and Pearly always have the same situation. All right.
No.
What's wrong with you, Thompsons?
The power is off.
Okay. Again?
What?
The power is off.
So the power is off as we speak right now?
As we speak. Yes, sir.
And how long has that intermittent power been going on, Roscoe?
All weekend. It's been...
No, but I mean overall, and you still having regular power outages outside of last weekend. It's still common, still part of the norm down there, right?
Yeah, it's been worse this past the last 5 days. It's been pretty bad. I see my messages lighting up. What is going on with the power? Why is this happening every day?
But why is it?
I have no idea. I honestly don't. I don't know if it's the an issue with the feeder lines or if it's an issue out at the power station. I really don't know. Hopefully BPL will post something why this is continuing to happen.
Wow.
Well, I hate to say it, but solar power, that's the way to go, my friend.
All right, let's get the tax lines in real quick. Naughty, the poor man in Abaco been complaining about this now for years. Something got to change. Naughty, power is never given on a platter. It's always taken. They can pass all the acts in the world, but if the people don't act or react to the injustices, these acts on the Constitution are meaningless. Trust me. Now, my thing is, wasn't there... statements issued that there would be improvement in the power provision for Abaco, Roscoe. Didn't I see something in the Daily saying that they were focusing on getting that up to snuff for you guys? Wow.
I haven't seen anything, you know. I know that they've been trying since, you know, it's gotten, I don't want to say better, but I wouldn't say that.
I'm just saying prior.
I mean, yeah, they've been working, trying to work kinks out, but I think they still have issues with the keys. I don't know how many generators they actually have at Wilson City that's actually up and running, because I know they are using north and south are on two different lines from what I've been hearing. So sometimes when the south and central's off, North Abaco is still on. But in regards to that, it's like everything with BPL, or when it comes to our power, it's very hush hush in what the actual issues are. I know one of the major issues at one time was they cannot get the proper, I don't want to say caliber, but the proper cleanness of water out of the well fields to, you know, they had issues with them at one time. The reverse osmosis was triggering their generators to trip and shut down because the water had impurities in it, you know, which the fire department would then deliver, you know, water out there to help them. But in regards to that, I don't know why we are having these issues the last, what has it been, last 5 or 6 days, every day.
Wow. 5 straight days power been off and on, or straight out?
Off and on.
But how could you do anything with that? With that kind of power provision, where you got it on, where you got it off. You got it on, where you got it off.
Some people have solar. Some people have back. Most businesses have backup generators. You know, things like Daphne said. You know, they're prepared. They know how summer's coming. You know, we always know what that means.
Yeah, but all those things drive up your cost of doing business. The generator fuel isn't cheap.
Daphne, I agree with you 100%. You will not get no argument out of me on that. It's just, where are these inefficiencies and what's happening and why is this continuing to happen? As you said, because it drives up your cost of doing business. And right now, it is not cheap or inexpensive to do business in the Bahamas. What I've seen people have to go through to get business license, TCCs, you know, NIB, just to get a business license, the red tape is mind-boggling. If I had to go and open up a business here in Abaco right now, I don't think I would, because of all the red tape that I hear you have to go through. It makes it very difficult.
There's a good text off the text line. It's a little long, so bear with me, guys. But yeah, I think we need to get this one in. As I listen, I think this isn't so much an issue. So, all right. Noddy, I don't think this is an issue about local government. It's reflective of our inability to plan at a national level. Let's say I want to open up a chemical glue factory in an isolated area. There may be no one near me today, but with estimated population growth in 20 years, a kindergarten may be across from my glue factory. If there were an island plan, you could project the need for infrastructure and services and then make a decision on whether a development fits with the long-term goal. And when you have that long-term goal in place, any authorized decentralized body can determine if a proposed development fits. The absence of a long-term goal is why Nassau is a helter-skelter mess with no trees or hills.
Well, and Norty, I'll let Daphne jump on this too, but I'll say something really quick. And that's the problem that we've been fighting. From when Yvonne Key was here back in as the chairman, something that she pushed for and we pushed for is zoning. There is no zoning to say X, Y, and Z. You have National Forest, you have BAIC property, you have X, Y, and Z, but you do not have proper zoning for commercial, residential, whatever it may be. You do not have that. So that person is absolutely correct on that, because, you know, you look at somebody like, and I'll use Daphne and Nick as an example. They have an awesome product in Neem, and they're building their product, and they're, you know, interacting with schools and people and ecotourism and getting people to come and see what is done there. But then what says in 5 years from now, you can't put a dump site next to them? I'm just using that as an example, not saying that it would happen. But that texter is absolutely correct.
Yeah, definitely we lost an opportunity, right after Dorian. We should have gone full force into a proper city plan, how to rebuild and not just let it build wherever, however, and then be in this situation where there is no zoning. We do need to, and throughout the country, you know, we should be at this stage of the game looking at proper zoning for things and you know, making provision for, like, for instance, our farm is a certified organic farm. We have to pay every year for somebody to come in and do an inspection and renew our certification. One of the things when we, back in the day, we tried to say, okay, can this whole area where we are farming be considered organic or reserved for other organic farms to come online? And basically we were told, look, if you want to protect your boundaries, because when you're farming, you can't just draw a line and say, okay, this side of the line is organic, that side of the line is not, because water, we have one big pool of water. Air, you know, contaminants go by air. So we were told, if you want to protect your buffer zone, you need to include that in your lease, which we did. We took on an extra 100 acres of leased land just to provide ourselves a reasonable. But again, where we're trying to produce food, and God forbid our prime minister starts talking about animals and homegrown gardens are taking away or affecting negatively climate change, like they're trying to say in the rest of the world, because they want us to eat GMO-produced foods. You know, that's the last thing we need to hear. But if you want to grow a healthy population, then some level of commitment should be made to promoting organic, lessening the use of chemicals and toxins. And I'm going to stop there because, you know, I could go on forever on, you know, how important our environment, air, water is to our existence.
Yeah, we can't lose sight of that too as we develop as well too. Because, you know, we got to make sure that, and I'm not saying in Abaco, but just in general at large, I see a lot of developments going up, and always lingering behind is the environmental impact study. It's never up front anymore. You know what I mean? Sometimes you want to see that ahead of time, like you say, to see exactly where things are going to end up and where it's going to go, and to protect the environment. But like I said, it's, wow, Mr. Producer, give me the high sign. It's time to get to the break. It's been great talking to both of you. Daphne, I hope we could talk again and get an update and see where you're at, and hopefully, you know, you'll have your paperwork and at least one cottage or cottage number three will be up.
Yeah, two of us. So you could take a day or two to just like,
man,
chill.
Man, me and MJ down on the farm and get in the city. Man, we've been, man, looking. You got fruit trees. Me and MJ, I'll pick your fruit trees dry.
I know. Well, I'll have to put a little bell on you so I can know where you're going.
There you go. Not a problem, man. My name was from Green Turtle Kings. I need to get down there and have a look and have a gander. But we'll keep it going each and every week because, like I said, Abaco, Grand Bahama, Eleuther, the family islands are very important as well, too. Your voices need to be heard if we're going to get this whole big picture right that we call the Bahamas.
Yes, good to talk to you again.
All right, good stuff. You and Roscoe. And Roscoe, you guys have a great rest of the week in Abaco. Hopefully, they'll get you all sorted. Hopefully, the power stay on. And hopefully, when we talk next week, the barge will be gone. You know what I mean? But, hey,
no,
you never know.
You ain't got to worry about that.
It could happen, Roscoe. It could happen.
Yeah, it could go. It could break up, and it could be part of the reef there. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. The only time that'll happen is when
And the power gone in Albuquerque. All right, let's get to the break. Mr. Producer Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you by the Island Game. Coming up on the flip side of the break, we'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk sports. News coming up at 5, obviously. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk sports. The Monday, March 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Yo, me no take that from the one. Give thanks, I'm still here. Wanting to see I dead and rot. None of them can't come stop in a debuck. Can't get caught by your wolf fuck. Difference and trust that you're relaxed. Yeah, no, the light and be ways and a guide. Some can't recognize wicked art. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full time Babylon realize Sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked. Don't. I must put you down, burn you, yeah, yeah. I alone, we face the intro.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. Now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, $16.50, £30, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And, of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Are you ready to indulge in the islands off the Bahamas? Take off to TCI, hop over to Havana, or fly to Florida? No matter the destination, jumpstart your journey with Bahamas Air, the national flag carrier of the Bahamas. Take advantage of our frequent flyer program and exclusive hotel and car deals. Book your flight now at BahamasAir.com or visit your local ticket sales office in Nassau or Grand Bahama. Bahamas Air, we don't just fly here, we live here.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Island.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Monday, and it's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for your numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today it's Monday. I have the lucky three words for you. Today's lucky three words, the 818. 8-1-8. Front to back, back to front. Play it and win with the Island game. Stay winning, my friend.
Oh, look, Mommy. The Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hey, the one in the throne, I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say them, they are the fool. Hey.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Going Places, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
What am I look for? Them now go see something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason on this long journey. I'm so one dude from you can be around this. Yo, summertime you have to learn to live with it. I am boundaries far away, risk too hard if you kick the bucket. Check it, no other light. Be wise, another a guide. Some can't recognize wicked art. Must put them down, burning you with words.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 17th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:07 p.m. is the time. You got Pretty zoomed in yet? Keep an eye out. Pretty should be zooming in any second. I'm going to jump in today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. Let's get that out of the way. And like I said, today, March 17th, on this day in sports history, 1940, for the first time in NHL history, one line. Boston's Milt Schmidt, Woody Dumart, and Bobby Bauer finished 1-2-3 in NHL scoring. 1955, in Montreal, there was a 7-hour riot that caused more than $1 million in damage. Canadiens fans were upset because NHL president Clarence Campbell had suspended Maurice the Rocket Richard for attacking an official during a fight in a game on March 13th. 1998, the United States beat Canada 3-1 to win the first gold medal for women's hockey. 1999, the International Olympic Committee expelled 6 of its members in the wake of a bribery scandal. 2003, Jose Canseco was released from jail. He was then sentenced to death and 3 years of probation for his part in a nightclub brawl on October 31st, 2001. 2005, several Major League Baseball players spoke about steroid use with the Houston Government Reform Committee. Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Sammy Sosa, and Rafael Palmeiro participated. The hearing lasted 11 hours. 2007, Mike Modano of the Dallas Stars scored his 502nd and 503rd career goals, making him the all-time U.S. leader in goal scoring. Sports quote of the day, it's a lot tougher to get up in the mornings when you start wearing silk pajamas. Eddie Arquero, former jockey and former one of the greatest jockeys to ever do it. One of the best. If there's anything to want, I think Arquero won it all. All right, that's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And let me know when Pearly chimes in. Pearly should be chiming in any second, so keep an eye out for the Pearl. As we exit today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, let's get up into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about the $9.95 Royal Deal. Choose your sandwich, either the Double Big King Jr. or the original chicken sandwich that comes along with the four-piece nuggets, the deluxe drink, value fries, and cookie. All for $9.95, VAT included, waiting on you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Let's check out the local scene. Then we'll go international. The Bahamas finishes fourth again. Team drops a hurtful loss to Guatemala and then loses to the U.S. The fourth at the CONCACAF Confederation of North Central America and Caribbean Association Football Beach Soccer Championships, narrowly missing a qualifying spot in the World Cup. Team Bahamas dropped a hurtful 3-2 loss to Guatemala on Saturday. then came back in the third place game on Sunday and fell 6-2 to the United States of America. Championship wrapped up last night at the Malcolm Park Beach Soccer facility. The loss on Saturday hurt the most as it cost the Bahamas a spot in the 2025 FIFA International Federation of Association Football Beach Soccer World Cup. The Bahamas had a number of chances to score in that match, particularly in the latter part of the game, but they just couldn't capitalize on their opportunities. Tough one there for Team Bahamas. But I still encourage you to support them. They always leave their heart out there on the field. They do play hard. Bahamas Aquatics ratifies 36-member CARIFTA team. And Bahamians compete at the NCAA Indoor Championships. Story by Sheldon Longley, led by Anthea Charlton, who is now on her way to the World Indoor Championships. The Bahamas had a couple of sterling performances at the NCAA Division I Men and Women's Indoor Track and Field Championships at the Virginia Beach Sports Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, this past weekend. Charlton, a junior for the University of Florida Gators, earned All-American honors, finishing fourth in the women's long jumps on Friday. Alexis Brown, a senior from the Baylor University Bears, won with a leap of 6.90 meters. Decoria Humphrey, a senior from the University of Illinois Fighting Illini, won the silver medal with a jump of 6.75 meters. Now, Charlton has a season and personal best effort of 6.98 meters at the Razorback Invitational in Fayetteville. So she's still off to, doing good things. And obviously going to be invited to year-end final. She's qualified. So that's good to see. And then we got Antoine Andrews doing big things too. And Sheldon's broken it down. Good article. You could read more on all of the athletes doing well abroad. Do we have the Pearl in yet?
Right in this corner. Here in this corner. Hanging in there.
What's going on, Pearlissimo?
Can't wait for tomorrow.
So who you got going tomorrow on the bump, man? You going with Ohtani?
No. Yamamoto. Ohtani's not going to pitch until but May.
You going with Yamamoto?
Yeah, Yamamoto and then Sasaki.
You sound like a Japanese restaurant.
Well, that's okay. It's the start for the quest for 2025.
Start for the quest of 2025? Calm down. Calm down. Take it one game at a time, okay, Pearly?
I always do.
Long season of baseball, but enjoy it because I know this is your time of the year.
One championship at a time. One game at a time, one championship at a time. That's what I always do.
All right. Well, let's get up into the who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And we got a good text to jump off with, Pearly. Naughty and Pearly, who do you have in the Final Four? I have St. John's versus Duke, with St. John's winning the championship. I know Pearly would like St. John's, a Catholic university from New York, not Minnesota. You should not underestimate Rick Pitino, the head coach of St. John's. He has something to prove, especially after what the NCAA did to him and basically kicked him out of the sport. Pitino is also, as the transfer portal players on his side, he rebuilt St. John's program from the ground up. Cooper Flagg from Duke is a great NBA number one pick if he decides to leave this year, but Cooper cannot lead Duke to a championship by himself unless he has a Michael Jordan moment and plays lights out. You want to touch that one first, Pearly, or?
Nah. St. John's has a legitimate shot at winning the NCAA tournament. Yes, they do. However, they're not very good shooters, and I think that's going to be a problem if Florida is top 10.
Don't do it, Pearly. Go ahead. We're sipping the same Kool-Aid. Go ahead.
Florida is top 10 in every statistical category in college basketball, from rebounding to scoring to defense, everything. Florida is probably the most complete team in NCAA. Will they win it? We don't know. It depends on how you turn up and play. You got Alabama. That's very good. You've got
Tennessee, that's a team that could creep them.
That's extremely good. You cannot sleep on UConn because they got experience. So for now, today, Pearly don't know who yet. I'm going to sit down and study the brackets and see where it goes. But you've got the question to ask is SEC or rest of the field? Will an SEC team win it or any member out of the field? And the reason why I would say I think an SEC team can win it, but if Fly comes back 80%, 90%, Duke could be very hard to beat. very, very hard to beat. So this, I'm excited about this. This is the first time that there's no clear-cut favorite to win this tournament this year. This is not the first time that we can say, oh, yeah, I think this team is going to take it. Like 2 years ago, you knew UConn, if they didn't make any mistakes, was going to win the national title. This year, it could be anybody. But I'm leaning on Florida.
All right. To that end, I agree with you, Pretty. I think Florida is the most balanced all-around team offensively and defensively. Their bench runs just as well as their starters. You are correct. They are statistically within the top 10 including points per game, points allowed per game, rebounds, offensive rebounds, free throws, steals, blocks. They play it all. So yeah. I think Florida.
They got two of everything. They got two guards, two shooting guards, two centers, two.
They're
forwards.
Very well rounded. They're very deep. They're very balanced. Yeah. I like Florida. Duke with Cooper Flag, like you say, is a very hard team to beat. I also think that St. John's will make some noise, but like you say, I think they're more Cinderella than actual winners because they lack a pure scorer from the outside. But they get it done. And Pitino's done a great job, and then Pitino coaches his behind off, so they will be there.
He's a year or two ahead.
But you can't sleep on Alabama. I think Alabama's a team you got to take serious as well, too.
Yeah, you got to take Alabama serious. You got to take Tennessee serious. You got to take Florida serious. You got to take Auburn serious.
All four of them out of the SEC are very hard. That could be your final four right there, depending on the brackets.
Yeah.
And then there's always an upset.
Correct.
And you got
and
some great
one of them.
You got some great first round games. I mean, if you look at the South, Auburn is the number one seed. They got a bye, but you got Louisville and Creighton, Michigan and USC San Diego, Texas A&M and Yale. That. Don't sleep on that Yale team. That Yale team is very sneaky.
They play disciplined, fundamental basketball and lull you to sleep. And the minute you drop your eye, boom.
Listen, that 14-3 upset could be real this year. That Lipscomb-Iowa State, number 3 Iowa State against Lipscomb. Lipscomb might pull that upset there, you know.
Nah, I don't see that happening. No, they come there just for the experience. I've seen Iowa State. They come there just for the experience.
All right, Marquette and New Mexico should be a good game.
That's a good game, yeah.
Michigan State against number 15, Bryant is a sneaky good game, too.
It really is.
Don't sleep on that 15 Bryant team. They won 26 games for the year.
They did. They can score.
Norfolk State against Florida. Number 1 Florida against number 16 Norfolk State. Florida should dismantle them. UConn number 8 versus Oklahoma. That's a sneaky good game as well, too.
Yeah.
And this in the Western bracket.
It's sneaky good that Oklahoma could upset UConn. It ain't sneaky good because UConn could beat Oklahoma.
Yeah, the Western bracket is pretty decent. Kansas and Arkansas in the first round is a good game. St. John's and Omaha, you know. So the South and the West covered. Let's check the other brackets. Let's check, I guess that would be the Midwest. No, that would be the East and the Midwest. So let's check out the East. Over in the East, you got Mississippi and Baylor. Baylor's a 9 seed, but I think Baylor could beat Mississippi State, you know.
Mississippi's an 8 seed, right?
Correct.
Yeah, no, that's your people wanted a better even tomorrow. That's tomorrow or they play Friday? I mean, it's Thursday or Friday.
That would be on the 20th and the 21st. So that would be...
The 20th is Thursday, okay.
Now you got the Liberty, you got Oregon number 5 versus Liberty number 12. That's a sneaky
that's a
good
game I'm
too.
Afraid of. That's a game I'm afraid of.
BYU and Virginia Commonwealth University 6 versus 11. That's a tough game right there too. Don't sleep on that one.
No, I'm good with that one.
You got Gonzaga and Georgia 8 versus 9. That's a good game in the Midwest.
And Gonzaga knows how to play in tournaments. For some reason, they step their game up in the tournament every year. So I like Gonzaga.
You got Clemson. Don't sleep on Clemson. They're a good team, too. They can make some noise.
Yeah. They can. Yeah, they can make a run. They can win and win a couple of games.
And then you got Purdue at High Point. I think Purdue wins that.
Easy. High Point, all right, but nah.
And we'll see who Illinois plays because they got to wait for the play-in. But you still got Kentucky and Troy as well, too. Kentucky is the number 3 seed over there in the Midwest. They sneaky good. Tennessee's the number 2. You got the play-in games. Don't forget the play-in games there, Pearly. Alabama State, excuse me, and St. Francis U, Texas and Xavier, American and Mount St. Mary's, and San Diego State in North Carolina.
I like that San Diego's in North Carolina. A lot of people don't think North Carolina should have been there.
1-12 against ranked opponents.
No, exactly. Now, a lot of teams don't think Texas should have been there, but Texas got like 13 big wins of big teams. So Texas earned is right there, but no, it could have been North Carolina, it could have been Indiana. Either or. I don't think you lose out Nugo there. Now, North Carolina is a team that could come and make a run and scare you, because if Davis gets real hot, that could be an issue, because they gave who they played for the championship, and they ran them down. Duke was up by 24 points and scaled that game out.
But Duke was dealing with injuries, but injuries are part of the game, and Duke is still deep too. So take nothing from North Carolina. They did that thing.
Duke won the ACC tournament without flag. Now, either that's an indictment on the ACC this year that it's a pretty weak league, or it's a praise on Duke that's a really good team.
That's a really good team. That team is deep. Let's check the text lines real quick, Naughty. I'm Pearly. Pearly, speaking of Japan, who is Yuki Kawamura? Is he just media? Yuki Kawamura.
He pitched for the. Is he the? I don't know the name. I don't know. I'll have to look him up.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Volume dipping in and out, Pearly. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not saying who that is right now.
That's fine. But yeah, you got those brackets to deal with. A lot of basketball coming up. And like you say, there's no clear-cut outright favorite. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So maybe there might be an interest in March Madness, and you might have some upset.
There will be some upsets. There always is.
Especially in that, like, 12 versus 5, 14 versus 6 kind of game, or 13 versus 6. That's where some people have gotten snuck before.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of upsets. It happens. It's like, people wait for it every year.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let me check this other text. So apparently... Let me pull this up and let's see who Yuki Kawamura is. Because obviously this texter has gone deep. Okay. He's got a highlight reel, Pearly. Yuki Kawamura, who plays for Memphis, man. That's a little guard, little Japanese guard. Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know him. I don't know.
He's more like the Memphis mascot, Memphis Grizzlies mascot than anything else. But yeah, he plays.
Oh, he's not the one that gave KD some lip service the other night.
No. That's Spencer. That's a white boy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but I remember Kawamura, man. He definitely made some plays on the international level. And then obviously he plays he got a little street ball flair to him too. Seems like most of the Memphis Grizzlies are a big fan of him. So I think that works. And he hustles when he gets on the court, so you know, he's an entertainer. They got a big lead. He comes in and plays. And he's not the biggest guard in the world, too. He's small, you know?
Okay.
He got like a Muggsy Bogues flashback, but he's a good passer. And he shoots well. All obviously, right. Wide open shots he can knock down. But like I said, he's small. And he dribbles like Stockton. You know how Stockton used to have that ball, you know? He's very reminiscent of the old school point guard. Stockton, Mark Price, those kind.
Oh, yeah, he's only 5'8".
Yeah, Yuki Kawamura. For the Memphis Grizzlies.
He's a guard for the Memphis Grizzlies. 5'8", 159 pounds, dripping wet.
Man, the ball boy is bigger than him, man.
All right.
The dudes who sweep the court taller than him, man.
For real.
But listen, man, what's going on?
He don't get much. I mean, he only played in 20 games. He's only averaging, 1 point a game or something like that?
Correct. He's putting up Bronny James numbers.
Bronny James had a really sweet three-pointer the other night. It almost looked like a professional three-pointer.
Wow.
And then I came back down to earth.
And then I saw him shooting air balls and warm-ups in the layup line.
Exactly.
But now, you know, we got to get to this break. We can pick this up on the flip side of the break, and I want all the LeBron fans.
Before we go to the break, there's a lot of hype because Dawn Staley is upset that South Carolina isn't the number one team, number one. And USC coach is pissed because they're the fourth. They don't think they should have been the fourth number one and in the same brackets with UConn. So they're having some drama over the women's side.
So USC was a number one seed?
It's the fourth number one seed. You know, they rank them 1, 2, 3, 4. They're number four. And they're pissed about that. So they got a chip on their shoulder.
Or two of those teams got not alone. And that's if Juju upset, USC going to make some noise for sure.
Well, they're saying that's two teams you don't want to play right now. You don't want to play South Carolina so they can embarrass you. You know, and I think UCLA is the next number one. And, you know, USC beat them two out of three times. But because they beat USC for the Pac-10 championship or Big Ten championship, they basically gave them the number one.
All right.
Well, we'll see. I'm excited.
I think you got a lot of basketball coming up and a lot of good basketball to watch on the NCAA side, men and women's basketball. It should be a lot of fun.
And yeah.
Lots to bet with the Island Game Sportsbook for sure. All right, let's take that break. Flip side of the break. We'll come back and we got more to talk about. Purdy, we got to talk about the NFL. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Highest paid wide receiver duo in the NFL. Are they the best? Wow. Are they worth the money? We got Rich Eisen taking us home with the final 15 with that two. He's breaking that down and something and what it means for other players in Cincinnati and around the league. But, yeah, a lot of money being doled out.
People are shocked that Cincinnati paid that money. They said the owner of Cincinnati is so cheap, he squeezed the dollar bill so hard. The eagle on the dollar bill is be hollering.
Well, I don't know.
For him to free up that kind of money, they think that's amazing.
Like both those athletes.
But like they say, I feel sorry for the defensive backs out there who got a hold there, but I also feel sorry for the Cincinnati defensive backs because they ain't got no money for defense now. So Cincinnati got to score 30
points. Money for the O-line, you got to make that work.
Well, he did it last year, so I went with that. He's been doing it.
But he got braced up a couple of times.
He sure did.
All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll pick it up. We'll be talking more sports right here as the Monday, March 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I'm surprised and witch it out. Must put you down, burning you with words for a run. What am I look for? The mother sitting dramatic and extra ordinary. Never see we when we clean only.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe, extra large white meat fillet, topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Spring is in the air, and so are the rewards. The Water and Sewage Corporation wants to thank you for staying on top of your bills. When you pay your bill in full, you'll be entered for a chance to win one of three Easter baskets filled with exciting surprises. Pay in full before your due date. Complete the entry form, and you'll be entered to win. Visit our social media pages for details. Hop to it and Water and Sewage Corporation. Hurry! Offer ends April 17th.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Hey, the one in the throne, I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say I them, they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like to be wise and not a guide. Some can recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full-time Babylon realize Sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with some. What am I look for? Them not gonna say something dramatic and extra ordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason I'm this long journey. I'm someone good from you can be around this. Yo, summertime you have to learn to live with it. I am boundaries far away, restrict. Like those who want to fit kick the bucket. Check it, no other like to be wise and as a guide. Some can recognize wicked heart. Must put them down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full-time Babylon realize every ghetto youth is element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. I'm like the moon and sun, beware. Take my stand always.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 17th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Pearly and your company right up until 6 p.m. And
yes,
Pearly,
sir.
Yeah, we got an interesting Final 15 today with Rich Eisen, man, taking you home. Breaking down that's a big commitment in Cincinnati, though.
Yeah, but
to the wide receivers. I mean, my God.
They're committed to winning. They're committed to the players. I like that. I always say pay the players. Because I'm not going to the Dolphin Stadium to see Ross play. I go in to see Tua play. I go in to see Tyreek Hill play. People going to see Jamar Chase play. And I like Jamar Chase. Besides, he is my keeper for fantasy football.
You're tipping your hat early this year.
I'm telling you. I ain't ashamed to say that.
Well, let's see what, you know, hopefully he stays healthy for you.
Yeah. But, you know, I have two Alexas in my house. I have both up at 5:55 a.m., enough time for me to wash my face, brush my teeth, make a cup of coffee, and plant myself in front of my TV to watch the opening day of MLB baseball for 6 a.m.
Coming on 6 a.m. from over there, that's right, right?
Out of Tokyo, yeah. So it's going to be great, super. And I'm excited.
And you're going to get up at 5 in the morning to watch that ish?
Oh, yeah.
Four.
Listen, I have actually, I get it. Ever since the pandemic, I couldn't wait for 5 o'clock to get on the road. So I used to be up early anyway. So it ain't hard for me to do that.
Jamar Chase, boy, let me tell you, Pearly, 4 years, $161 million.
Ooh, included, $40 million a year.
Included ooh, $112 Lord. Million guaranteed and an average annual salary of $40.25 million. $40,250,000.
Wow.
So he's the...
Now, the key is, what kind of taxes does Ohio have? Is it like California? High taxes, income taxes, or what?
Yeah, they might have taxes for sure.
They do. I just want to know, Eddie. Like one of the moves that Yamamoto, like, by deferring his salary 10 years, when he retires, he's not going to live in California. He's going to move back home to Japan. So he's going to get paid in Japan, so he's not going to have to pay that high state tax that California has.
Which is good.
So which really, you know, value ups the value of the money he is getting.
Okay, T. Higgins got $115 million, Purdy. He is not the highest paid number two wide receiver in the history of the NFL.
Jesus.
4 years, $115 million.
That's $30 million a year, 30 plus, 30 plus.
Correct.
Wow, wow.
That's mucho dinero.
Wow.
That is a lot of moolah.
Wow.
I'm telling you. A lot of
I'd be happy if he gave me 1%.
Just you imagine the agent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Agent's getting more than 1%.
I guess what? Both of them have the same agent.
You lie.
Both of them have the same agent.
But that agent is smiling pretty right now. He don't have to work for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Now, even though baseball is starting officially in the morning, right, Purdy, you still got some spring training games going on today, right?
Yeah.
So when are they going to officially wrap and start the regular season?
March 27th is the season for everybody.
But y'all get this head start because y'all went to Asia.
They do this. This is the MLB World Tour. Remember, they start in Korea, so they give you time to travel over there, play, and then come back home and get adjusted to the time zone and all that stuff. So you'll be ready for the 27th. So that's all.
So you think they could be ready for the 27th?
Yeah, man.
All right. I want to see now. Don't go all the way over there to Japan and lose.
It doesn't matter. We did it last year.
All right. They get some home cooking and fresh sushi. It's not
if you win the first game, it's if you win the last game.
Ah, wow. Isn't that how it always is, Pearly?
If you win the last game, it doesn't matter who wins the first game. It matters who wins the last game.
I feel you.
All right.
All right, let's get
I have a very strong feeling the Dodgers are going to win the last game again this year.
Oh, you're being that guy.
You didn't see that guy yet. You ain't seen that guy yet. You have not seen that guy yet.
I believe I have. I mean, I have before.
Not quite. There's still a new that guy to come out.
A newer version, a worse version.
Yes.
My God.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
All right, let's get to this phone call real quick. And then we'll get into the picks. And we got a lot of NBA games to pick tonight, Perry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a lot of games. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yes, I was allowing you, you're not thinking about it because I know you all talk with the mad madness and the bracket and all that sort of stuff. But right now, like I said, the Yankees can still be where we should be, despite I've been keeping up to date with everything that's going on, and we can do some things. So we're going to stay competitive. Yeah, Pearly, I know you can't wait for the night. You'll probably be watching TV from any league from here. So anticipating that game in Japan.
I'm going to cook. I'm going to air fry some honey garlic pork chops with some asparagus and some other veggies.
The return of the honey garlic.
And I'm going to rest, and I'll be up at 5:55 a.m.
I listen to him eating all evening on that show.
And he can say he can wake up 5 o'clock in the morning to watch the Dodgers.
5:55.
Well, let him know that the pinstripe is going to be there at the end of the day. He can be right there.
It don't matter who come. It doesn't matter. I like that. That gives me Naughty and my Mookie Betts Dodger jersey next year.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know, we got to come back. We got to beat you guys, you know, because y'all give us a little spanking there. Most of that was of our own making. We're going to come back this year, despite all odds. You see, this is where the guy put on the big pants, you know what I mean, Naughty?
This is where the rubber meet the road, separate the sheep from the goat.
Exactly. Now, you said it all. I don't have to say anymore.
Right.
It's only a matter of time now. Time is drawing
nigh. When you get a spank, it don't because they spanked it, because of what they do. So if y'all come, around and going to get spanked. You get spanked.
Everybody anticipated the pinstripe, despite all the...
And how ironic, all these signings that he's been doing, but he went to talk about, but they can get spanked too.
Yeah, you see, you know, they always say there's a setback for a comeback, eh?
There you go. Especially with the Yankees.
I like your optimism. Sure. I love that. That's so good.
All right, man. Good stuff. I got to get to the picks, but good to hear from you, man. Yes, man. And you know the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Later, Sanzi.
All right. Let's get into the picks, Pearly. All brought to you, of course,
right away.
The Island Game. And don't forget, got till Wednesday to get your brackets in. If you make a $20 bet on basketball, that form, fill out your bracket. Return your bracket to marketing@tiginvestments.com. marketing@tiginvestments.com. And you'll be in. If you get a perfect bracket, you win $250,000. Closest bracket with the most right gets $3,000. And there's going to be three random cash prizes. All right. It's all about brackets and ballers. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And you got till Wednesday to get your brackets in. All right. Let's get into the NBA. We got about 10 big games tonight. We got the Heat on the road versus the Knicks. Knicks 7-point favorites in this one. I'm going to take the Knicks in the money line, Pearly.
You know what? Muff, this one for you. I can take the Knicks and the points.
You're going to lay the 7 points? Okay.
I lay the 7 points.
Pistons on the road, -7 against the Pelicans. If they're -7 on the road against the Pelicans, that means no Zion, no McCollum, a couple other people out for but the Detroit plays to that competition lately. They had won a lot of games. It showed improvement, but recently, in some games they've lost, they played down to their competition. So I'm going to play it safe and go with the Pistons in the money line.
I agree.
Indiana Pacers +8 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm leaning toward taking the Pacers +8 points.
I'm going to take the Wolves and the 8 points.
You got to lay the 8 points with the Wolves?
I'm going to lay the 8 points.
You got the 76ers +16 versus the Houston Rockets. I like the Houston Rockets to win this game. They're at home. I don't think they win by 16. I'll take them on the money line to be safe. That's a big cover, 16 points.
I agree. I agree.
You got the Chicago Bulls and the Utah Jazz. Bulls -6 on the road against the Jazz.
I like the Bulls and the points.
Both of these teams are good against the spread. I'm going to take Utah +6, and they're at home. You got the Denver Nuggets +4.5 on the road against the Golden State Warriors. They are 14-1 since Jimmy Butler's arrived, and they are, I think, 7 games in a row.
I like the Nuggets tonight. I'm going to take the Nuggets and the points.
I like the Nuggets too. Something about that, something about this game, and the Nuggets have played a couple of bad ones. They played good well. They played well recently as well in a couple other games. Give me the Nuggets +4.5 in this one. I got that funky feeling, Pearly. Memphis Grizzlies on the road against the Kings. Kings -3 at home against the Grizzlies. If Ja Morant plays for the Grizzlies, give me the Grizzlies +3 points. I like that.
I like the Grizzlies +3 points as well.
Toronto Raptors, Phoenix Suns. Suns at home, -9 over the Raptors. Boy, I don't know. The Raptors +9 might be a good bet, too. You saw what Phoenix did yesterday.
I like the Phoenix. Phoenix get Dubai's. I like them just to win.
Take them in the money line. You got the Washington Wizards +6 on the road against the Trailblazers. I don't even want to touch this game, but I'm going to say give me the Blazers in the money line at home.
You know what? I'm going to be bold. I just feel bullish. I can take the Blazers. And the points.
You mean laying the points, -6?
I lay the points on the Blazers, yeah.
All right, the last one of the night, the Spurs +9.5 against the Lakers.
I like the Lakers tonight.
I like
the Lakers tonight.
But we got too much injuries going on, so I'll take them, but I'm taking them in the money line.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, that's our time. We got to get to the break, flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home. Breaking down the whole ramifications of the Jamar Chase contract, the T. Higgins contract, what it means for Hendrickson in Cincinnati, and what it means for the rest of the league. Next set of people to get paid, you know, if you're a wide receiver, you've got to be asking at least $42 million a year.
All right. I hear you. We can see.
All right, so we'll see. I mean, Jamar Chase deserves it too. He's a heck of an athlete. I mean, to be the highest paid non-QB.
He's the best wide receiver. I don't know.
I will throw a dude named CeeDee Lamb in that conversation as well too. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
I still think Jamar Chase is the best wide receiver.
I mean, say it, sure. But I'm just a little sorry. Yeah. Dallas don't have no duo to be in that. We got CeeDee. Now we got to find the other piece to go at that puzzle.
You're getting there. You're finding.
We'll talk soon. Pretty good stuff as always. Everybody who texted and called and chimed in, we'll do it again tomorrow, man. Quick break. Rich Eisen taking us home. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be good, Bahamas.
Power and sound, I'm like a moon and sun, beware. Take my stand, always prepare. Or and I, they stand and don't even care. Yo, me not take that from the one. You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse, the flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli, with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
We are going places. Travel, come see the world. We'll turn the ordinary into extraordinary. Going on a cruise, flying on a plane, we'll make your dreams come true. For the very best deals anywhere in the world, we're going places with you. We are going places. Travel, we're the travel experts. The Caribbean's largest travel agency.
Come into any of our offices or visit us at goingplacestravel.com.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The sandwich is here and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say them they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like...
The Bengals got it done, and it appears they might pull off the triple play.
What?
What do I mean by this? The Bengals had two wide receivers needed to get paid. T. Higgins was last year. And they franchise tagged him. And he got upset because the franchise tag wasn't placed on him. It was slapped on him. You know how it works. Yep. Players don't want it. It's slapped on him. Yeah. Players don't mind it. It's placed on him. Well, it was slapped on T. Higgins. And he asked for a trade. Bengals are like, yeah, no. And then he wound up saying, all right, I'll sign the tender. And then guess what happened? Franchise tag got, I don't know. Placed on him. It's not like he wanted it, but it's a nice chunk of change, and it also meant they just had more runway to sign him. So it was placed on him, and then if he had a play on it, then it would be slapped. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. Last year it was just slapped. He knew that. Meanwhile, Jamar Chase last year, he had a case for getting paid, meaning it was earlier than most teams would pay a wide receiver because he had one more year of contractual control on his 5-year-long rookie deal. That would be this year. And the NFL And when it comes to paying wide receivers, usually it doesn't pay them early, but when you're as great as Jamar Chase, and you have a college teammate in Justin Jefferson who was paid the most of any non-quarterback in the NFL a year earlier than the Vikings had to do it, then you've got a case. And last year, he was like, I want to get paid. And the Bengals like, yeah, no. and then he holds in. He doesn't hold out. He holds in. He holds in and still doesn't get paid. And starts the season a little bit banged up, right? A wee bit, unless you were. It was tough to suss out. Was it really hurt, or is he really just holding in the entire time, saying I'm kind of hurt?
Oh my!
When the Bengals, you know, hold him on a snap count, was it because he was hurt or because he was holding in? And you got to be on a snap count week one. Yada yada yada. They lost to New England, one of the more mysterious results.
Stupid.
So of the dumb. 2024 regular season.
So dumb.
And then Jamar Chase gets back in, gets his legs under him, and comes up with the fifth triple crown season in the history of wide receiving.
Nuclear. I'm always open.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was that soundbite after the Bengals went for it on a two-point conversion and against the Ravens, and he wasn't targeted?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a quarterback that can handle that sort of stuff, because not only he's got a thick skin, they go way back to the college days, literally. It's not like a figure of speech when it's Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. Well, at any rate, the guys finally, did you guys hear over the weekend? You know, I know we text one another whenever there's like an earthquake in the area. We always say, hey, earthquake.
Earthquake. There were several.
Right. Did you hear, you were in Arizona at a golf tournament, right?
Yep.
I was probably in a performance of my son's musical over the weekend, because I saw three of them over the weekend. Because I'm best dad ever.
You're son.
By the way, he and his school's performance was amazing.
Word.
But at any rate, where were you this weekend? I don't know if you heard it. I don't know wherever you were this weekend.
I was at the crib.
Okay, you were at the crib. Did you hear, like, wait a minute, that sounds like a Velcro wallet ripping open.
I did kind of, yeah. Like in the middle of the day, like, what's happened?
Mike Brown's Velcro wallet. Write that down. That's not a bad fantasy team name.
I think that's already on the list.
Mike Brown's Velcro wallet, it ripped open, like that, right? And the Bengals paid Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Wow. T. Higgins gets a $115 million contract, 2 years of it's guaranteed, apparently, and then Jamar Chase gets a contract in which he is paid an average of $40.5 million a year, which is the most of any non-quarterback in the NFL. Thank you, Myles Garrett. Signing $40 million a year. T. Higgins, a handshake emoji on his social. And there's that. Now then, kudos. They got it done. Doesn't matter if they win championships. Doesn't. Because it does appear Trey Hendrickson might be next. You're seeing it everywhere. Bengals players are tweeting out, 91's coming in. He's number 91. And, you know, Duke Tobin, the GM of the Bengals, said at the combine, we're going to sign all three. And was like, okay, good luck. Looks like they might.
Wow.
Mike Mayock, who we listen to, because when he speaks, he is quite knowledgeable. Former general manager of the Las Vegas Raiders, came on this program when everything was going down over the last few weeks, saying the Bengals are going to sign the receivers. And if they don't sign one, it will be Hendrickson. Because they got to take care of Joe Burrow and his years of being a prime primo quarterback. Makes sense. And if they get Trey Hendrickson on top of it, well, then that's amazing. Yeah. Because one would think if they can't sign Trey Hendrickson, you have to do the math and go, well, wait a minute. Could have signed last year. CeeDee Lamb signs for 34 and a half, right? It took less than, just say Jamar Chase was willing to do that. Well, let's just say he was willing to go, I'll go what you just did for me here by beating the top annual salary of a non-quarterback by $500,000, okay? Let's say they would have gone 35 and a half. Oh, this is 40 and a half. That's $5 million more a year. Could have done it last year for cheaper. And $5 million more a year. Let's just say the delta between they and Trey right now, it's $5 million a year. You know what I mean? Let's just say that's what the delta is. See where I'm going with this? Uh-huh. I don't get it. Unless, again, there's cash issues. Because you got to, when you're guaranteeing salary, place cash aside in escrow. And if there's any cash issues, and I don't mean to cast any aspersions, because that's what I'm left wondering. Why would a team that knows they're going to sign somebody wait? I don't get it.
I mean, we always give the Cowboys crap about this, and, you know, deservedly, but man.
Dude.
This team.
The price for Micah just went up $1 million a year. Because the Bengals beat the Garrett contract by 0.5. Mm-hmm. And if you got to beat this contract by 0.5, that's now $1 million more than Garrett. If you beat the Bengals to the altar on Chase, that's $500,000. That could have been, you know, somebody else's running back that was third on their depth chart that they're willing to give the starter's job to. Honestly, that I know that sounds like I'm being sarcastic, but that is the way they're building their roster right now in Dallas. And I don't mean to congratulate the Bengals by kind of broadsiding them while giving the back of my hand to Dallas at the same time here, but it's
happened.
The truth.
I thought we were all crapping on the Bengals, and then somehow it got turned
because
back.
Every signing of this note does have a ripple in the pond. It does have a ripple in the pond. And anybody who's got to pay a top-notch non-quarterback in the league, just watch the price of T go up. You just watched it go up. Now, Trey Hendrickson apparently is going to accept $30 million a year. And I know this just sounds like ridiculous money, and it's generational enriching. And
but he's an older pass rusher. And that's a lot of money for a guy who's going to be 31. We don't know if he's got how many more great years left.
Does it matter, though? You got to sign him if you can. Your Overreaction Monday subject matter that was first up, I believe, on the pod, where everybody can check it out right now, please, wherever you get your pods. And panel was, if they don't sign Trey Hendrickson, they're going to get right back to 2024. They're going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not going to matter.
And I called that an overreaction because Myles Garrett hasn't turned me into a complete cynic just yet.
We're getting closer, though, every day.
But, you know, that's the issue here was last year they had Burrow and Chase to the tune of a triple crown season. And then when Higgins was healthy, they had Burrow, Chase, and Higgins. And then they have Chase Brown, who's terrific, right? They signed Gesicki again, didn't they?
Yep.
So they got that side of the ball kind of handled.
Doing everything that Joe Burrow has been asking. But is it going to matter? The AFC is so deep and stacked with star quarterbacks, star teams, loaded. I don't know what Cincinnati's got to do.
Well, take a look right there. I mean, they...
But that missed a playoff.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app.